100 years in the future, the Earth has been destroyed. Yet, civilization thrives in a Martian utopia of nerds. But that is the future.
Yeah, utopia is gonna have to wait.
This is Nerding Out with Ravy.
And we want to welcome you guys. It's an all-new Nerd Out podcast with Ravy, Cameron, and Randy.
Yay!
Hello, fellas.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I am quite well.
Excellent. You can find us, Nerding Out LA, on Facebook and Twitter, Nerding Out on Instagram. At the end of the podcast, we'll have a comment of the week winner getting a $50 gift card from Box Lunch. We're also giving away the Child Funko Pop.
Rad. Oh my God.
Which we didn't announce that we were doing. It just showed up on our social.
Look, when the child shows up at your doorstep, you give it away.
Did I tell you guys the story of how I canceled my credit card because of the Child Funko?
What? Why?
No.
So do you remember when the announcement first came out that you could pre-order them?
Right.
We discussed on the group text or whatever.
Yeah.
It's been a while. So yeah. I got a notification on my Chase app that somebody had made a purchase on Disney. And I freaked out. I'm like, oh no, I don't want to go through this again. This is terrible. So I called it. Eventually ended up having to cancel the card, only to realize a week later when I got an email stating, hey, the Child Funko is on its way. Caused me to, yeah.
Well, now. So what you're telling me is,
I forgot that I placed an order for the Child
Funko. And now, and then you commit a credit card fraud because wow. You're still getting it, right?
It's free.
Wow. It's in my room.
So, yeah. Oh, wow.
Don't call me Chase.
I should do that next time.
Yeah.
Save some bank.
Yeah, that's dumb fraud right there. we're at my house today, Casa de Rave.
Rip.
Because we're going to give our first impressions of HBO Max, which is sitting here on the television.
That's right.
So we're going to take a look at that. I do want to talk about something first,
though. Okay.
So we know HBO Max is going to be home to the Snyder Cut of Justice League, and that it's not going to be there right away because it's going to cost between $20 and $30 million to get it done. So before we dive into Max, I want to talk about what that generated on social media. People talking about what they want to see now. Because we mentioned, is this a slippery slope?
Mm-hmm.
Because all of a sudden, people are going to be wanting different cuts of stuff, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And so some of the things that I saw on social media that fans would want to see or love to see, the one that was getting the top hits as far as I could see, Colin Trevorrow's Duel of the Fates.
Oh my God.
Which was the planned.
That's my number one.
Ninth Star Wars movie, and instead we got Rise of Skywalker. That seemed to be the one I was seeing the most.
And the one I agree with the most.
Yeah, for
That'd
sure.
Be so cool.
Because everything that we've seen that he was planning was dope as shit.
It's almost frustrating. Like, I would rather have never seen some of the concept art.
That's a good point, too.
Because it is everything, like, it's fan servicing. It's also not fan servicing.
Yeah.
It's great story. It's titillating. It's exciting. Ah!
And now it's frustrating.
Yeah. Like, I saw somebody post, and look, you know, everybody has a different opinion about the new trilogy, but I saw somebody post this meme where it shows the title of each of those movies of 7, 8, and 9.
Right.
And it was like 7 was Star Wars, Disney kills Han Solo. The next one was Star Wars, Disney kills Luke Skywalker. The next one was Star Wars, Disney kills Princess Leia, which I was like, yeah, that's kind of accurate.
Kind of.
Kind of.
Kind of.
How would you
not
feel?
The Leia.
Not the Leia. Yeah.
I would put for number 9, Disney kills the franchise.
She does.
Not lying. How would you guys feel, though, if they incorporated into more of a show than, say, just a flat-out
movie?
Dude,
I'd be totally down.
Because,
like, just the concept art alone.
Right.
Randy, you saw it, right?
Yeah, I saw snippets of it.
The stuff, like, they're going back to Coruscant, and, oh, my God.
They had a big thing over at Coruscant. That would have been
thing.
Cool.
Oh, my gosh.
How about I saw this pop up, the trilogy story treatment that George Lucas gave to Disney that Disney burned.
I think that'd be really interesting.
I would love to look over that. You know, there's no way in hell Disney's ever going to release that.
Never.
And they own it. But that I was like, imagine just looking over.
Yeah.
George Lucas's ideas.
I would love, do you think George Lucas has a copy of that?
I'm sure he does.
Oh yeah, for sure.
How cool would it be if, like, I mean, God love you, George. I don't want you to go any day soon, but if he's like on his deathbed and he's like, you know what? What are they going to do? I'm on my way out. And he just released it. I mean, they would obviously like hunt it down and kill it as soon as they could. Right. But,
yeah. But the second it would drop somewhere, somebody would have a photograph.
Right. And reshare.
Somebody would be just sharing.
George Lucas.
Even if it was just something we could read, I'd be down with that.
I'm fine with that.
George seems like an old kind of guy, maybe an old school dude. I mean, what? Some hackers can't figure out how to log into his
thank you, Randy.
Jabba the Hutt 123 password.
Get to work.
Okay.
Come on, guys. Let's use it on something important.
Jar Jar 123.
But you're just old school guy. Mm-hmm. What if it's just written?
Mm.
Well, then we're going to have to wait for him to die.
Yeah.
What if it doesn't exist digitally in any form?
You know, I'm not condoning crime, but somebody knows where he lives, right?
If his mate is listening, would it hurt to go in and just...
I've got like $20
we'll
in the wallet.
We'll throw you $50.
Just scan it or photocopy it and
send
it to
us. We'll give you a $50 box lunch gift card right now.
I'm sure they would love that.
This popped up and... It sucks that this isn't going to happen because a little bit got out about this too.
Mm-hmm.
The animated Deadpool project that Donald Glover was doing.
What's the story with that again?
I forgot about that.
He was doing it for FX, I think.
He seems like the kind of guy that has too much on his plate, though.
I agree with that. A little bit. But the concepts they were coming up with were right in line with Deadpool.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was going to be super fun, super violent, super Deadpool.
Now, why did that die?
I don't think we've ever had a real clear reason other than FX decided we're going to go in a different direction with this. We don't really want this.
Well, from what we saw recently with Ruby Rose, I begin to kind of see a correlation between canceled projects and the people that are in the projects. Like,
you think?
Like Glover already said that his new season of Atlanta is going to be delayed because of how busy he is. I would imagine that this is probably what was in the back burner,
but
and just FX decided it's not worth all the time we're going to put into it.
That may be true, but do you go into a project not seeing
believing
it all the way through?
Believing you can pull it off?
Yeah.
If so,
I
don't know.
At least don't tell the public.
Right.
You know?
Right, but I mean, they want to get the public amped up and excited.
Mm-hmm. I could see that happening again.
Yeah.
The Deadpool animated series. Because I feel like that is a character that could easily be tapped into more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, for sure.
So, question about FX. So, FX, you can find it on Hulu. Does Hulu own FX?
This is getting all so confusing.
Because I know Disney always promotes their package of Disney Plus, ESPN, and Hulu.
Right.
And so, I would imagine the only home that would make sense for more adult-oriented Marvel stuff would be Hulu or right. FX. I don't know.
Yeah.
That whole branding thing is confusing to me. Yeah. FX on Hulu. Like,
just make everything
FX
Disney
has always
something.
Been on Hulu.
Disney Plus, Disney Plus Plus.
Right. I was trying to figure it out with that show Miss America, you know, that Cate Blanchett headlines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is based on, you know, history. And FX on Hulu. So I'm like, so is it on FX? Does it only live on Hulu?
Exactly.
Where
That's
is it?
That's the confusing part. It's stupid that they even did that. It's just like everything else. This FX show is also available on Hulu.
Yeah.
And to confuse me more.
Branding it that way, it just doesn't make any sense.
I love FX's branding of their other FX, the FXX. I'm like, that's
see how ridiculous this is getting.
What the fuck is going on?
Dude, it's like, oh my God.
But I was thinking the other day about Deadpool. It's like, I know we have rumors of there being another movie.
Sure.
But then the question comes up of, is Deadpool as far as you guys are going to push the envelope in regards to oriented entertainment? Because this was already something that was getting established and then Disney took over.
Yeah.
Well, Disney just can all this because I feel like it's something you're losing and missing out on.
Look, but I think you are right to be a little bit concerned.
I think so too.
I'm a little bit concerned.
I don't think that they're going to shelf all that stuff.
Or not shelf Deadpool, but just shelf all the potential adult-oriented stuff.
I think it would be a big mistake if they did.
Like, is Deadpool all of a sudden going to be PG-13?
Exactly.
I do think that they're going to, you know, keep their family-oriented content on Disney+. Like, Disney+ will be the platform that can't be touched by everything.
Okay.
And then Hulu will be... Like you suggested, the place where they're going to drop stuff like that. Because if they're going to cut out a giant age group or group of people. I think that is a mistake, especially when they own properties that, like FX and FXX, are already adult oriented.
Right. Very much so.
You know?
F bombs left and right.
FXXX could be the porn channel. Just go for it.
No, another thing I saw showing up a lot, the David Ayer cut of Suicide Squad.
I'd be down for that.
I don't, yeah, I'm out of curiosity, I'd be down for it. I don't know that people are demanding it as much as
I've seen it probably number two.
I've seen it a lot too,
but that's just going to lead to more confusion because we already have another Suicide Squad on the way.
Exactly.
So now it's like,
point Randy.
Well, what are we supposed to do with this? You know?
And it might not have actually been a thing if Jared Leto hadn't been so loud about his unhappiness with it,
but,
about how many scenes he filmed and about how many scenes are not in there.
But then that leads to back the question, is what we're going to get from Jared Leto's Joker that got cut out really that compelling that's going to make me change my opinion on him as Joker?
See, now that is my
slippery slope we've been talking about.
Right. That's my concern about Justice
League. Absolutely.
Because there's been such a big deal made about the Snyder Cut.
Yeah.
And we all need to remember, even before going into seeing Justice League, no matter if it was a brilliant movie or not brilliant movie, people had their doubts about Zack Snyder as a director.
Based on Batman v Superman.
And as this whole thing has come about, people are like now Team Snyder 100%, which is a little weird.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be a really weird thing if they release it and it's giving me the exact same feelings as
this really the theatrical is crap.
Version. Yeah. Look,
a turd is still a turd. Now, it could potentially be an even longer turd.
Sure.
Before.
There's been a movement. We even posted about it on our Instagram for the next solo movie.
That I'm on board for.
Solo too.
That sounds awesome. That sounds like, especially if Disney's looking at the success of the Clone Wars and how much people love seeing Maul, how can you not want to capitalize on something like that?
Solo 2, yes, you title it that. Yes, Han Solo is part of it, but really kind of focus in there on Crimson Dawn.
I think that's the spin. I think if you title it Solo, even if it's a series, Solo the series, I feel like there's less interest.
Right.
If it's a show that has that Han Solo character in it about the Crimson Dawn, about that whole syndicate, the underworld thing, that is exciting.
Like if you,
that's what I want to see.
In the new season, The Mandalorian, if you integrate remnants of Crimson Dawn, how can you not make a second Solo movie? Like you're basically teasing everyone about with one of the most tantalizing parts of the Solo movie.
I mean, the Clone Wars definitely got everybody's interest peaked. Everybody remembered how much they loved Darth Maul.
Mm-hmm.
Give us all the Maul.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Just Maul me.
Please.
Maul me.
I didn't really see this anywhere. Maybe it's just I'm interested.
No.
An R-rated cut of Venom.
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah. 100%. Bring it now. Do it tomorrow.
So I mentioned how I went to the premiere for the movie and then left with the understanding that the entire middle part of the movie just got ripped out.
Yeah.
To expedite the movie, but it took away the whole character building process of Venom and Eddie Brock. So it's I don't know. But then I feel like this is, again, what Ravi said, slippery slope, because this could very well easily lead to directors showing, if a movie does crap, all directors have to say is, well, it's the editor's fault.
I lost the cut. I didn't have the final cut.
I agree with that point.
And so then it becomes, you take away the legitimacy of being an editor, who are good editors, and then you put all the blame on them. When you forget, there's a team of writers, a team of producers.
And let's not forget that a lot of times projects benefit from groups of people coming
different eyeballs on it.
Yes, absolutely. Different conclusions and different opinions all coming into one project oftentimes is beneficial. Yes, too many cooks can be in the kitchen sometimes. Sure. That's always a risk.
Mm-hmm.
But when you give a director free reins to do whatever they want, and then there's no edits to that, that's not always a good thing. It could be a really stinky pile of doo-doo.
Yeah.
Looking at you, James Cameron.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Talk about a person who has almost complete creative control.
Absolute control.
And like George Lucas, we love the guy.
Yep.
And I have come upon a much bigger appreciation of the prequel trilogy.
Right.
After the last couple of months and after watching Clone Wars this year.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, there's no argument to be made that those movies are not, you know, the best, critically speaking.
Right.
And a lot of, a large part of that is because he had very little input from, you know, a studio. He owned the movie and then distributed it.
Yeah.
And so.
So Teen Dream Mannequin. Coming at you.
Do you guys see on Twitter, people were talking about releasing the cut of the last Fantastic Four movie?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And the director was like, nah, dude, we're good.
That thing.
Did you even see that? Yeah. Anybody? Oh, you saw it?
I went to a, okay. I went to a press screening.
Okay.
On the Fox lot.
Okay.
Here in LA. And this was before the movie even came out. And there was so much hype about that movie. It was like,
rebranding Fantastic Four.
It's like the current hype right now of people wanting like John Krasinski to be
Mr. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. That's the same kind of hype that was a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And I went and saw this movie with people that made the movie on the lot with press, like people really stoked about it. And it was just the crowd reaction was so
Oh,
it was really kind of sad.
Yeah.
That was your reaction too?
Yeah, totally.
Was it as bad as everybody said?
It's bad. Like, I mean, look, even with those kinds of movies, even if they suck, I will still watch them over and over again because there are parts of it that are enjoyable, but it's just not, it made the Chris Evans ones look totally fine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. And those movies are not good.
No.
They're not good.
Special effects on Fleek though.
Yeah. I was going to go watch the redo of Fantastic Four, and then like the reviews came out and I'm like, oh geez.
You should watch it at some point because I'm interested to see.
I've never seen it either.
I mean, maybe it's on HBO Max. I have no idea.
I don't know. Huh. All right. Should we take a look?
Search it.
HBO Max. So it's debuted today. The interface looks very familiar.
I'm getting a Hulu vibe.
I'm getting a Apple TV Plus vibe.
I'm getting a Disney Plus vibe.
I am getting a Disney Plus vibe as well.
So they have, you know, some of the bigger things up here to check out. So Friends.
Number one.
Pass. Is, of course, the top. Did you just say pass?
I'm not watching Friends.
Well, here's the thing. And we'll talk about some of their big properties.
Yeah.
Most of which I will not watch.
Yeah. I just feel like for Friends, though, it was so, for so long, it was associated with Netflix.
Yeah.
And not to use a weird phrase, but people basically ran a train on Friends and just watched it. It's like, how much more is the demand for Friends? Like, you hear more about The Office.
Well, dude, than
you about Friends.
It's true.
The Office is, I would argue, in the same boat of people watch it over and over and over again. You think at some point there's going to be an expiration date, but to this day, it is Netflix's like most watched.
We were listening to Billie Eilish. How many times did she say she's gone through The Office?
15.
15
I'm
times.
I'm currently on my, I think, 27th.
Oh, wow. I've seen Parks and Rec about 13 times.
Love it.
But it's not that I dislike Friends.
I just don't get into why that's in the front,
though. It's just I'm not that interested in going back and watching it. For the time it was in, when it was the biggest show in the world, I watched.
It's cool, yeah.
For a while. Mm-hmm. Like, I watched like 5 or 6 seasons.
Yeah.
It's a good show, but it's not, it doesn't hold a place in my heart, I guess is what I want to say. It's not,
I think that's fair
enough. It's not Parks and Rec for me.
No.
And I think
HBO definitely, not drop the ball isn't the right word to use, but everybody thought we were getting, a new episode or something, like the reunion? And then people were telling us it's just
I don't know how
down.
People thought that was a show.
I was one of them.
Really?
I was one of them that thought it was, because it is very confusing, in my opinion.
Okay.
Now that we're in the era of all these reunions happening, it's like, okay, I understand the concept now. Like, everybody's doing a Zoom reunion or whatever. But if I can give another example of to the confusion, the Parks and Rec, quote-unquote, reunion was actually an episode.
Right.
But it was advertised, or at least as in the trades, people considered it a reunion, which seems like, okay, maybe that's not a real episode. But
I feel like at this point, we're just kind of going in circles, though. Because it's like, we're going back to stuff we've already done.
Yeah.
And then after that, we go back to it again to reunion or revisit it. I wonder when we're going to get past this whole nostalgia wave.
Never.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
It never ends.
We got an original Love Life with Anna Kendrick.
That looks right up my alley.
Yeah? You're going to be all about that?
I have no idea what it's about, but...
So they've put 3 episodes up so far.
I like that. That's cool.
I weirdly have, don't tell my fiance, a crush on Anna Kendrick.
How can you not?
Okay.
I don't know. There are some people who don't.
I'm glad we're addressing
this. She's so crush-worthy.
First time I ever saw her, I believe it was Up in the Air with George Clooney.
Yes.
I was a little kid, and we got a stack of movies...
And I just watched it. I think she's
like a cutesy girl, you know, because you see a lot of times media and movies try to portray girls as sort of like ditzy, like what's that one, 300 Days of Summer or something, you know?
They try
to make her seem like that.
Zoe Deschanel.
Yeah, but like Anna Kendrick's, they kind of do that same sort of spin, but smart, you know?
Right.
Like she seems, I don't know.
Can you click that and see if there's a description? Let's get a description of
Love Life.
Give me a log line. I'm going to get excited here.
Following her parents' divorce, Darby Carter struggled to make connections as an adolescent, and later, as an NYU student, she meets Augie Jung at a karaoke party. After their whirlwind night together and several days spent waiting by the phone for Augie's follow-up text, Darby quickly finds herself in a comfortable, full-blown relationship.
Yeah, I'm all about this. Now, I'm all about this shit.
I'm guessing by the names of the episodes down below, each episode maybe pertains to her with a new guy, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the love life.
Well, it's Augie, Bradley Fields. Maybe that's a former relationship. Maybe that's her dad. Danny Two Phones.
What's her dad like that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I hope it's her dad. That'd be very interesting television. Oh, yeah, dad.
I'm team Cameron.
Or I'll maybe she gets into this relationship with Augie and then flashbacks to other dudes she's been with.
And you know what I'm loving that I've been seeing with HBO? I see a lot of half-hour episodes, and that's something I feel
I'm into. That's attractive to me.
I'm into that. That is 100%. Attractive to me.
We're past the whole hour thing, except for the blockbuster shows. Like,
I know it's
with that.
No surprise to you that I'd be into that show. I think that also sidestepped Netflix really quick. There's a lot of those teenage angst shows. Like there's this one called Outer Banks now.
Oh, sure.
There's the one that Mindy Kaling did.
Right.
I watched a few episodes of that.
A handful of others. I have not seen any of those yet, but I'm afraid to start because I will.
That's a rabbit hole.
It is a hell of a rabbit hole.
The best one is Sex Education, is it not, Randy?
Yeah, I haven't finished it yet.
I took Randy down that hole with me.
I'm inadvertently becoming Cameron in the sense that my girlfriend puts on programs that I'm like, oh, Cameron's watched this.
Yeah.
I've seen
90 Day Fiancé.
15 episodes of Love Island UK.
And?
The latest season.
You get
what
it, right?
Mess, man. It's a mess. It's crazy. You watch these episodes, and I'm like, you're telling me she's going to choose Connor with the K, not the G-H?
Thank you, Randy.
Even though it seemed like they hit it off way better.
Oh, God.
Yes. They have the show with Elmo, the Not Too Late Show.
Now, what is that supposed to be?
Kind of, you know, a Sesame Street version of the late shows.
But is this a kids, programming on here, though?
Is that a kids program?
I think so.
Actually, you know what?
Or maybe a nostalgia trip.
When you start a profile, at the bottom, I believe it gives you the option to add a child.
So add an adult, add a child.
Can I just say something?
These episodes have Jimmy Fallon and Casey Musgraves, Jonas Brothers, John Mulaney, and Lil Nas X.
Interesting. Jimmy Fallon, poor timing. we're clicking on that one? Oh, no. Okay. Thank God. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but I cannot get on board with Sesame Street and the freaking Muppets. Why do we keep trying to make them a thing?
That's what we were talking about. I believe it was last week or so.
Yeah.
Like they're trying on the whole nostalgia thing. They're trying to bring Sesame Street and Muppets back into the game like they was before.
Everybody who loved it,
they're adults now. They're trying to bring it to kids. But kids these days have so many more options. Kids would rather watch YouTube.
Yeah.
Jake Paul and
JoJo Siwa.
JoJo Siwa then watch the Muppets. Like they tried with the TV show. That didn't work.
Well, and that's kind of my point is like, so if you're not able to get people like our age, Randy, interested in the Muppets, I don't even think you're getting like the generation that watched the Muppets originally.
Mm-hmm. Right here.
Right there. Rave.
Mm-hmm.
Are you into that stuff? Because it's not the same at all.
I tried with the new show that ABC tried to do, which was also a take on a late night show.
I was.
Which?
And it was not good.
Why is that a television trope, by the way?
I don't know.
There's been so many shows about late night shows.
Yeah.
I feel like Sesame Street and the Muppets have fallen into the category of, you ever watch like an old show from the 70s? And you're like, oh, this show, This show is so funny to me, but I'm basing it off of nostalgia.
Yeah.
But if a show like this came out today, I don't know if the humor would stand up. I feel like the same thing with Sesame Street and the Muppets.
Yeah.
Like kids back then loved it, but kids today, there's so many more options for kids to watch stuff. So it's like,
yeah. I tried to get my niece and nephew into Fraggle Rock because you guys know I have a thing for Fraggle Rock.
Oh, man.
And they're like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. I could never watch that.
Nothing. Stop it. So this is a big deal. Like, all my Harry Potter notifications went off at once.
Rip.
Because all 8 Harry Potter movies ended up on HBO Max.
Yeah.
NBC Universal has the rights to air these movies.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a big thing.
That they're not going to be on the cock.
Asking HBO, like, when are you guys going to get them? Because this is the Warner streaming service. Sorry. And
getting
so
all choked up about Harry.
All of a sudden at the 11th hour, they got all 8 Harry Potter movies. NBC wow. Universal channels on television still have the rights to air them.
That's kind of how the Star Wars Disney Plus deal worked out. So the streaming rights, all of them are now Disney yeah. Plus.
Okay.
But on cable, it's Turner. So it's all TNT, TBS. They'll always be on TNT. Like, that's okay. The exclusive home of Star Wars.
Gotcha. And then they have a bunch of HBO shows up at the top here. I Know This Much Is True. Mark Ruffalo.
Speaking of
Insecure with Issa Rae. And season 1 of Run. Tried to watch Run.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it.
What's it about?
It's about this dude who texts his old college sweetheart.
Yeah.
Run, and they made a pact. If, you know, I ever text you Run, we're just going to... And you text Run back. Mm-hmm. You agree to run away with me.
Yeah.
Leave your family. Leave your life. Leave your whatever.
Dom Hall Gleason, right?
Yes.
Which, by the way...
And Phoebe Waller-Bridge produces it. She shows up as like a...
Really?
A character. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's why I got excited. And then I was like, I don't like this show.
Dom Hall needs a break.
Yeah.
he needs a lifeline, I think. Speaking of Harry Potter real quick.
Yep.
I think 2 things. It's interesting that so up at the top, the slider thing on HBO mm-hmm. Max, all the featured content, the movie they choose to advertise to you is The Deathly Hallows, Part 1.
Right.
I find that interesting. They're not coming out of the gate with
just Harry
Sorcerer's
Potter.
Stone right. or Chamber of Secrets. It has been suggested to us that we do a Harry Potter rewatch.
Oh, wow.
Subsidiary podcast.
I will be completely honest and transparent. I have not seen The Deathly Hallows Part 1 or 2. But I have seen all
But you've seen the lead up to that.
Yeah, I've seen
the lead up. And you were not interested to see where the story ended?
You know, I just, I have a habit of not, I'm not interested in watching Part 1s and Part 2s. Like, I'll wait for Part 1 to happen, and then once Part 2 is available, I'll watch Part 2. But
that makes sense. Did you read the books?
I read some of them. But then by the time Part 2 came about, I was just, meh.
Did you read spoilers, Randy?
No, well, everyone spoiled it, though. Everyone's like, oh, you know, this and this happens at the end.
Yeah.
Randy.
Well,
like one of my fondest memories of going to theaters, I was a kid seeing Goblet of Fire. That whole movie. What a fun movie to watch in theater.
That's the one that I always watch, like turn on.
That's your go-to?
Yeah, Goblet or Prisoner of Azkaban.
It's a fun movie.
But if you're, if you're listening and you're like, wow, that's a really good idea, hit us up on Instagram.
Let us know if you're on board. So now we're down at featured series.
Rip.
So there's a lot of, you know, HBO stuff in here, but they purchase The Big Bang Theory.
Boop.
That's another show I'm not going to watch at all.
2 big purchases.
I feel the most passionately about not watching that.
You
Friends,
feel more-
I'm like, I've never been super into Friends, but I'm cool with it.
Right.
Big Bang Theory, I'm like, I want to erase that show from the planet.
And it's not like I haven't tried. I tried.
Yeah. Oh, I think all of us have tried.
I've seen at least like 15 episodes of The Big Bang Theory.
I was a junior.
God bless you.
I was a junior in high school, got my first job. For some reason, I don't know why, I decided to buy the first 5 seasons on DVD off of eBay.
What a great purchase.
Never even cracked them open.
Did you really?
I swear to God. Watch maybe 3 episodes of season 1.
Remember that was a thing, Randy, before streaming, like on Black Friday and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. That was the thing we used to go for, was the seasons of shows, because that was the cheapest time to buy them.
Oh, wow.
I bought my girlfriend the entire series of The Office. So I feel like
there's still
a market for it, maybe.
Rick and Morty lives here on HBO Max.
Now, are these the newest season on here?
Let's see.
Probably not.
Season 4 is just about to end.
Right.
Have you been watching season 4 at all?
No.
Season 4 had probably the darkest Rick and Morty episode that they've ever done.
Really?
And it had something to do with a vat of acid. So that title is part of the title. I was like, whoa.
I'll dig into it.
This is dark even for Rick and Morty. I'm like, this episode is brilliant. It stands up. Uh-huh. This back half, they've had some really good episodes. They had the story train, mm-hmm. which dissects the way episodes are created, and that was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. But this vat of acid, I was like, jeez. That makes the moment where Rick was trying to kill himself with that song playing in the background after he left Unity makes that look like a summer picnic.
You know what I was thinking about? So I was listening to
1, 2, and 3 seasons of Rick and Morty.
Chris Hardwick's podcast.
Yeah.
And one of the things I struggle with, we talk about it often, is remembering all these shows to watch. Like there's so much content. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm sitting down, I'm like, okay, I finished this show. What is another one I was supposed to pick back up or watch again or finish or whatever? Rick and Morty always makes the list, but I feel like I'm always behind on it.
Yeah.
On Chris Hardwick's podcast, he said that every night when he's like going into bed, like laying in bed trying to fall asleep, he always turns a cartoon on. And so I think that might be my new dedicated animated time.
Okay.
You know, cool. Rick and Morty, that show we just started on Hulu. What is
Solar
it?
Opposites.
Solar Opposites. Yeah. I think that might be the way to go.
I've tried doing that.
We have Doctor Who.
Hell yeah.
11 seasons of Doctor Who.
That right there is worth $15 a month.
Yeah, I agree.
So I've been honest, I've never watched any Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And that is a hole in my nerd heart, mm-hmm. for sure. When I was talking to my friend, she said this is where you start. You start with this season here of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who's the doctor? Christopher
Eccleston.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's where they start here.
Yeah, you don't start with the old ass one.
Okay.
Like the 70s
one. Definitely not.
Like, have you watched the old ass ones?
I've dabbled, but it's, you know, it's not really, it's different.
I got high once and I saw the theme of the old one. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to die.
you have to give, season one is, I think, enjoyable, but you have to give it time to breathe.
Yeah.
Because Doctor Who is one of these shows that defies all logic when it comes to storytelling.
Oh.
There are no rules. They establish rules and then they break them all of the time.
Okay.
So you just have to you have to get used to the mechanics of the show first. Once you do, you will get into it 100,000%.
Now, is David Tennant your favorite doctor?
I have not given Matt Smith a chance. People say I have to give him a chance because I loved David Tennant's doctor so much that by the time he was gone, I kind of just fell off because I had already been binging a lot of Doctor Who.
Right.
I went through season one, then all of David Tennant. So then when Matt Smith came along, I was like, oh, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I did notice, though, when you clicked on Doctor Who,
mm-hmm.
the episodes, and it might be because the resolution's smaller, but the episodes look a bit clear, more crisp.
Yeah, they do.
They do, right?
I noticed that, too.
When I watched it on Netflix, when it was there, it looked like something like 2005 quality TV. But it appears that maybe they might have tweaked it a little bit and made it look nicer, which is very attractive.
To answer your question, David Tennant, I think it's my fave.
Okay.
Mine too.
Got the Boondocks in here. Teen Titans in here. Adventure Time. There are going to be new episodes of Adventure Time.
So excited.
And these are all in the featured category.
Yeah.
Real Time with Bill Maher. Oh, yeah, Randy.
I want to stop on Doom Patrol.
Oh, my God. That's on here?
Because Doom Patrol is the one port over from DC Universe. We've been suggesting that eventually DC Universe is going to fold into HBO Max.
Yeah.
But that's not right away.
I hope it
does. This is the first and only thing from DC Universe that you're going to find on HBO Max right now.
I'm really excited about that.
Because it doesn't make sense how DC would keep their streaming service by itself. They already canceled, Swamp Monster?
Swamp Thing.
Before it even aired, right?
Right, one episode aired, and they're we're one and done. And now it's going to show on the CW.
They picked it up.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Now, sci-fi has been airing the Harley Quinn cartoons.
Yeah.
The Kaylee Cuoco is the voice of Harley
Quinn. Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Showing them unedited. So it's like nonstop F-bombs coming at you.
Rip.
So I've been watching it. I fucking love it.
Do you fucking love it?
I do.
I think she fucking loves it.
I was like, this is great. I am loving this.
I wonder if it's on sci-fi, you say?
Every major character from Gotham shows up eventually at some point.
Dude, I wonder if that would give me Batman animated series vibes.
You should give it a shot.
Alan Tudyk voices the Joker. He does a really great job.
Oh, cool.
There's lots of big names voicing characters. Mm-hmm. Tony Hale voices a character that's like right. runs with her group. I really love it. I think it's great.
I think that's a great first step in regards to adult oriented hero stuff, because animated shows, I mean, while they do take time to make, it's nothing that compared to a live action live action mm-hmm. or TV show, I would assume. So when you have stuff like that, that's really cool. I like that.
Heads up, that is on Hulu.
Yeah. Oh, Harley Quinn?
Find it, yeah.
Can't keep track.
Oh, excellent.
So I'm going to go watch that.
Watch
See,
it.
This is what I'm talking about. Love it. Animated bedtime time.
Yes.
I love it. You mentioned
Hulu, and back to the animated theme. Okay, so Rick and Morty's on here. Does that mean it's no longer on Hulu, or is it going to stay on Hulu until a certain date?
That's a great question.
How do I watch the new season?
So
pull up your Hulu and see if Rick and Morty's still on there.
Rick and Morty is still on here.
Okay.
So it must not have exclusivity.
Okay.
Or maybe the Hulu thing will run out eventually.
Yeah. Okay.
Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel. No, thank you.
Now, here's the originals they have up. We talked about Love Life with Anna Kendrick.
Yeah.
They have new Looney Tunes cartoons, which I can only assume are not going to be that great. The Elmo show we talked about, Legendary, which is another show about the ballroom scene in New York City.
Oh, okay.
So like what that show Pose is about.
Hella no, thank you.
They've got Craftopia. So
I could be into that.
A crafting show.
I might try that.
And I'm not sure. They've got On the Record. It's about Drew Dixon, whose career and personal life were like crushed because she came out on the record. Alleged abuse that she suffered at the hands of
Russell Simmons.
Right. Okay,
remember that?
Yeah.
Doc Simmons' brother.
Right.
So this is a whole documentary about that on the record.
I am super into the documentary thing lately.
So that.
Yeah.
But that is it as far as like their originals. 1, 2, 3, 6.
That's pretty shocking.
To come out of the gate with. So as we look at HBO Max, I think it's clearly about their other programming, not their originals.
You think so? For the moment.
At least right now.
What do the movies look like? Do they have only movies that are on HBO, or do they have...
Well, the first featured movie is Wonder Woman. Joker. But then you have Ready or Not, Aquaman, Suicide Squad, It Chapter 2, Downton Abbey, the movie, The Meg.
The only thing I want to say, like Netflix has a large library of original movies now, and they're continuously adding to that. Almost once a week, it seems like they're releasing an original movie. But if HBO Max, I think an area that they could carve out, if they were to focus in on really having a solid library of movies, I think that would be a huge thing. Because everything else is largely for television. Like Disney Plus, television,
right,
and nostalgia. The movie thing, maybe animation, but really they're about television and these new series they're coming out with.
Mm-hmm.
Hulu, television. Netflix, largely television and documentary. Mm-hmm. So if they really honed in on the movie thing, I feel like they could, you know, scrape some extra people along that way.
This is what's kind of interesting to me. You really got to scroll down for the first mention of Game of Thrones. Is it because of how it ended?
It's the same way we have to find it in our hearts, Rave.
It's way down the list.
It's totally because of how it ended. Totally.
But look at all the things that you have to hit it at least 4 times. Now, these are all the HBO shows. But look, there's quality here. Like, how isn't The Sopranos or Watchmen on that top scroll?
Because, I mean, for now, I think it's about the new and it's about the big.
Yeah.
Because this is all content people could access before. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm.
This was already on HBO. And I saw somebody post something, which I think is really interesting about Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Right now, we're in a time where a lot of people are watching TV. A lot of people are re-watching TV. A lot of people are saying, oh, I'm re-watching, you know, The Wire, or I'm re-watching The Sopranos for the 11th time or whatever.
Right.
Nobody is saying, I'm re-watching Game of Thrones.
That's true.
How weird is that?
That hurts my heart.
It's very weird.
Okay, but how many times did I have to hit the button just to see Succession or Barry?
I know.
Cameron brings up a really good point, though, regarding the new stuff, because if you're coming to HBO Max, it's safe to assume you are aware of HBO content already.
Yeah, okay.
So it's like...
True.
Why showcase what everyone already knows?
Right. Game of
Thrones, Sopranos, Barry, and instead highlight the things that people may have forgotten that you acquired, like Friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
here's two pieces of shit Entourage and Ballers back to back.
Oh, dude. You know how Entourage does not age well.
Oh, it's horrible.
I've never
watched that a couple weeks ago.
Like, I've never understood the hype.
Oh, man. I think the hype was it was back at a time where original content on a cable channel was a relatively new thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's one of the reasons it stood out. Studio Ghibli is on here. Ghibli.
Crunchy, I love Crunchyroll collection. What's in the Crunchyroll collection?
Well, we scroll down, we hit the button like five times, and now they have their hub buttons. You know how Disney Plus has the hubs across the top? So now we're in the HBO Max hubs. 8 hub buttons, including DC, Adult Swim, Cartoon Network, Studio Ghibli, Looney Tunes, classic Turner movies, RIP, Crunchyroll, Sesame Street. Let's look at DC.
Okay.
Because I've been wondering about a couple movies, and I'm wondering if they're here.
Okay.
And we are about to find out. It says catch up with Doom Patrol. I am totally going to do that. They have Watchmen also under this hub.
Oh, okay. Right,
okay. Joker. Not going to be watching that.
Not going to
be
watching, you know, over and over again.
Could you imagine like watching depressed and by yourself? The reason he's ripping is we've got some animated Batman on here.
Yes, Batman Beyond. Oh, yeah.
Got the OG Batman.
So, dude, there is so much Batman. So all of Tim Burton rules.
The Killing Joke is up here.
Wow.
Boom.
I wonder if they got the
Batman the Dark Knight Returns, part 1 and 2.
Is Mask of the Phantasm on here? I don't see it. That's okay. There's still a ton.
There is a ton of Batman content here.
Wow.
That's rippy. Let's watch Batman and Robin.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
And let's see if it's as bad as we remember.
Let's do. I'm down. Did you ever watch Beware the Batman?
No.
Very weird animation style.
Batwoman's here too.
Very different, at least.
They have Batwoman up there.
And don't forget Catwoman. Shout out to Halle Berry.
Green Lantern.
Never seen that. I should watch that too.
Oh, you've never seen it?
To see if it's as terrible as.
Watch that and then go watch Fantastic Four. Tell me which one you think is better.
That is a movie that I loved when I first saw Jonah Hex.
Jonah Hex.
I don't think I ever saw that.
It's a fun one. It's a fun one.
Who's out? Who's in it?
Josh Brolin and Megan Fox. Basically, Jonah Hex, his abilities are if he touches someone that's dead,
they
come back to life.
Oh, wow. That's
good. But it's cool. It's a very obscure, it's a different tier. Oh, my God. Steel.
Steel with Shaq, right?
Yeah.
Is that Shaq?
Never seen that.
Okay, so clearly what I was hoping to be here is not here. Christopher Reeve Superman movies.
Oh. I wonder why. You think they're that hard to get?
I don't know. But it's not here. And I'm sad. some Teen Titans.
Yep.
A Wonder Woman animated series, and then Wonder Woman Gal Gadot's first movie.
The more they build out this DC collection, the better off they are.
Oh.
And I think that's
hell to the yes.
And I think that's not going to happen until they get the DC streaming service if they end up folding and coming over.
Fold it in.
Because how do you even, if you're HBO, how do you even make the decision of who makes the cut and who doesn't make the cut?
Right.
Right.
You know, like the fact that Teen Titans is on there, super rip-worthy.
Team folding.
Adult Swim collection I would like to look at. I am an adult swimmer.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
I've been known to dip my toe in. Adult style.
You dip your Rick and Morty, Boondocks, obviously, are the top line shows here. And Robot Chicken.
Okay.
Robot Chicken.
Makes sense.
Love Robot Chicken.
Is Aqua Teen Hunger Force on here?
Meat Wad. There it is. First thing.
Space Ghost Coast to Coast. Yes.
If you guys have never watched Home Movies, I absolutely love this show. I love this show. It's about a kid and his friends who make shitty movies in his basement.
Okay.
I remember you talked about that.
And they play soccer with the soccer coach, Coach McGurk.
See, don't you like my watch animation at night plan? Yeah.
I do. I love it.
So much. I have so many memories of seeing Space Ghost Coast to Coast. Samurai Jack?
Samurai Jack's up here. Robot Chicken, like I said. Boondocks.
Cool.
You know what I wondered too, actually? Because I saw Cartoon Network, does that also include Toonami? Do you remember Toonami, Cameron?
I do remember Toonami, yeah. I think technically Toonami is considered its own thing.
Mm.
So no to the Superman movies I wanted, but yes to the home movies that I wanted.
Really? Love it.
So that's good. You win some, you win some, you lose some.
I have to say, having gone through this interface, yep, as we're stepping through it right now, initially it looks like there's not that much content. But then going on these Max hubs,
yeah,
you can see there's a lot more. They need a way to showcase that because there's,
yeah,
you're getting actually a lot here.
Any other of these hubs you're interested in
Studio
looking at?
Ghibli or Ghibli.
Studio.
Forgive me, I never know how to say it, but I do love the films.
I'm a Crunchyroll too. I want to check that out.
Okay.
Okay. Kiki's Delivery Service. Love it. Howl's Moving Castle is such a good film.
The Cat.
Randy, really? Randy, you would love these.
I have not seen any of these.
I have seen.
I haven't even heard of these.
Princess Mononoke. You've never.
You would love Princess Mononoke.
I'm telling you, make it a plan to watch Howl's Moving Castle sometime in the next couple weeks.
Okay.
Even if you're not a fan of the art style, you have to at least.
Like the stories are solid?
Yeah. Porco Rosso, flying pig in a plane.
Castle in the sky.
Good movie. The thing that's crazy about these films, though, is a lot of times you look at it and you're like, I'm not going to like that art style, or I don't like this kind of movies. But you forget that.
I'm willing.
The time that goes into making these films
is
insane.
They're beautiful.
And they're all beautiful.
The one that, the most recent one that I've seen was The Wind Rises, which is also on there. Beautiful movie.
Where do you see them?
Cool that they're on here.
They get theatrical releases. They're not in every single theater, but... Kiki's Delivery Service is a rather old one. I think it came out in the late 90s, and I watched it as a kid on a whim, and I loved it.
Wow, now, that's cool.
They're really, really good.
The reason why I'm so interested to see what Crunchyroll has is because Crunchyroll is its own entity, completely dedicated to anime.
Oh, is that right?
And the thing is, this alone, depending on how heavy this is and how much content and shows are on here, this alone would prompt people to make the switch.
Okay.
Because Crunchyroll has such a massive... amount of viewers and dedicated anime watchers that this is incredible. I think this is definitely.
Do you recognize anything here, Randy?
Well, Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah,
you see a lot of these shows are sort of like the like Crunchyroll showcases a lot of newer content. Mm-hmm. I myself don't spend a whole lot of time on it because there's so many different services. But people who watch anime tend
love
to
this.
Just stick to anime.
Totally.
So the idea of integrating this is definitely really cool. Wow, I had idea they even had Crunchyroll.
Well, they've got a lot of stuff on here. They got a lot of stuff on the Crunchyroll. Oh,
I'm so excited to see. I'm excited.
Ravy.
I'm re-energized about this.
I don't mean to be that guy, but can we click on Cartoon Network?
Sure.
What do you mean be that guy?
Just be that guy, Ravy.
Just embrace. Be the guy. Embrace your inner guy.
Be the guy.
Because I'm not interested in Turner movies, but I am interested.
You're not?
They had a ton of stuff on Ravy was Turner movie classes.
I'm into it too, I'm not going to lie.
There's great stuff there.
Cartoon Network.
I mean,
highlighting a movie that was supposedly banned or something.
Yeah, Freaks. It came out in the 30s.
Oh, wow.
And because the director chose to use real freaks, everybody was so freaked out. So there was like a person with like no arms or legs and just rolled around.
And like, this is like black and white?
Oh,
hell no.
It was in the 30s. I want to say the director's name was Todd Browning.
I'm going to give a big fuck right off in a good way if Dexter's Laboratory is on here.
Ah, Dexter's Laboratory. Let's see.
I think the reason why they had Powder Puff so high up is because they tried to
make more
episodes.
There it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Fuck right off. I'm so excited about that.
The Powerpuff Girls. I watched the shit out of that. I loved it.
I watched it.
Yeah. Mojo Jojo.
Mojo Jojo, for real.
He was Chowder on here.
Blossom, Buttercup, and another one.
Love the other
Bubbles.
One.
Bubbles and Buttercup. Nice.
Mojo Jojo. Oh my God. They've
Chowder.
Got
Chowder's on there, Randy.
Yes.
Regular show. Nice.
Oh my God. This is so awesome.
Uncle Grandpa. Man. That show is so weird and awesome.
Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. I think you would enjoy, Randy.
Dude.
It's a good show.
Nice.
Was any of this made clear ahead of time?
Nah.
I'm sure a lot of it was, but...
Probably. And we just didn't...
This is not being marketed correctly.
Yeah.
Well, that was an article I read in Variety that the rollout has not been very good.
Ben 10.
Yeah. I had so many people that love Ben 10.
We Bear Bears is on here.
Steven Universe.
Rap.
A Cartoon Network show that I love.
The Powerpuff Girls Best of Mojo Jojo.
See, like, that's cool. Like, you highlight those things, the episodes. Like, that's really cool. Playlist of just episodes. Kind of like a, YouTube does it. I like that.
Good job.
All right. HBO Max. You in? You out?
I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in. I love it.
Let's do it.
Especially right now, $11.99.
Right.
How did you say no to that?
I would be sweating my nuts off if I was Apple. What the hell, man?
Apple TV Plus. Apple, I know.
Quibi, the cock, and the cock isn't even here yet, but like if you're them and you see this, what are you even thinking, you know?
So I mean, what they have going for it right now is their content library.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It rivals Netflix and Disney Plus right out of the gate.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. It like stands right up there with them.
I think the fact that HBO for the longest time has been sort of associated, at least in my mind, it's been associated with, it's kind of hard to obtain. Like, oh, my parents didn't pay for HBO, so I didn't get to see HBO. Now I'm an adult. It's like, okay, I have this option where now I'm not just paying for HBO, but I get Cartoon Network. I get Rick and Morty. I get DC movies, you know? Like that.
Dude, I think the mistake here was the launch, the release. Yeah. Like we know that there was problems with Roku and Amazon as we talked about and all that. But if you think about when Disney Plus was being released on their social media, they posted a still of every single thing that they were putting out on the platform. And that caused a whole tweet
that
storm
got people going
oh my
crazy.
God, Boy Meets World is going to be on there. Oh my God. You know, That's So Raven. I haven't watched that in 20 years or whatever. Right. And I feel like this was
they
a very quiet launch.
They did not do that. So, okay. HBO Max, Hulu, Amazon, Netflix, Disney Plus.
Jesus.
Rank them.
Which ones again?
Rank them.
All right. At the bottom, solely because I have beef with the user interface. Cannot get over it. I will not get over it until they fix that atrocity. Amazon
Prime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Coming up behind the rear, Disney Plus, which might be taken out to pasture by me because the way people will gravitate towards it based off of nostalgia, I am gravitating towards HBO because of Cartoon Network, the DC content.
Randy, let's just password share. Well, for legal reasons, we won't. But, you know.
But wink, wink.
But wink, wink. Wink.
But okay. So Amazon, Disney Plus, I'm going to go ahead and say Netflix.
Yeah.
Right,
and then
middle.
HBO, and then Hulu. And Hulu's number one solely based off of the fact that I use it the most frequently.
Okay. Yeah.
Following, I love what I'm seeing on HBO Max. There are so many shows that I've been meaning to watch that I have not watched. You know, Barry, The Sopranos, The Outsider, all these shows that I've wanted to see. And plus, for the longest time, I've wanted to see Teen Titans. I've wanted to revisit Chowder, but it got taken off of Netflix. You know, these shows, or I had to pay $40 additional to watch it on Hulu.
Yeah, F that.
But now I have access to all that and so much more for $11.99. And then Netflix, I mean.
And that was an HBO Max ad brought to you by
for
Randy. Membership
for a year. And then Netflix, just I don't use Netflix as often as I used to.
Okay.
And that's simply why it's number three.
I think my rankings are the exact same as Randy's.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Number one?
Number one being Hulu.
Okay.
HBO Max, number two. Netflix, number three. Disney Plus, number four. And number five, Amazon Prime.
Okay.
I think it's tough to put Amazon in the top five because you're sort of obligated to have Amazon because you have Amazon
Prime. Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
A lot of people are ditching just to do Walmart because you can do the same thing on Walmart.
5 days for a package.
I would put Amazon Prime at the bottom too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that being said, can't wait for the boys.
Yeah, right?
Of course, they have some. They have some great shows on there.
I gotta still check out Jack Ryan. So.
I don't understand even if you go on Amazon. I don't know what is included and what's not included. Right. Still.
It's the interface.
Sucks.
Which doesn't make any
just
sense.
Just right there with you. Randy,
it has been around for a minute. How have you guys not sat down and just figured this
fix
out?
Fix it.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Hulu figured out. They changed out their whole interface. Come on, Amazon. Do better.
Just by the amounts that I use it, Hulu is fourth.
Okay.
Really?
Hulu has some great stuff on it that I like. King of the Hill.
Right.
Which I love. Bob's Burgers I watch on there, which I love. But...
Love
I
Island.
Don't turn it on that. Like, I turn it on.
Yeah.
But not as much.
Okay. Fair enough.
And I mean, these rankings can change at any time on any day.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course. Yeah.
I have Netflix right in the middle, just like you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have HBO Max at number two because I'm very excited about what's going on here.
Yep.
And Disney Plus is my number one.
Really?
Disney Plus.
Star Wars?
Goes on more than anything.
Really?
I think Mandalorian's on there. I love that last season of The Clone Wars. I've been watching their like nature documentaries for some reason.
I think if I lived alone, Disney Plus might be my number one.
Okay. Because
it would just be Star Wars nonstop in my house. You know what I mean?
Marvel, they're about to get Avengers Infinity War, which is something they didn't have. It's about to board over to Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
like that's bonerific content.
But I also
HBO Max has bonerific content. Those are two
boner.
Like swing,
boing.
But I do also think because I feel you are more up to date with the HBO content than I am.
Oh, mate, that's true.
You know, you've seen.
But I mean, I put it at number two.
Yeah,
HBO Max. I'm gonna flip and put Netflix at two.
Okay.
Next year, number three.
The only thing I have against Hulu is they're a bit light in the movie department.
And that's what I said. All I watch is shows on there.
Yeah, and the stuff they do have,
I've seen a billion times.
I know, me too. And the stuff they do have up there, it's not you. They don't usually showcase the movies. I'd be like, okay, I'll take a chance on that.
Right.
It's more just nah, I'm all right.
If it came to, I have to drop one.
Uh-huh.
Hulu would be the one I drop.
I don't even know.
I'm not in that situation or anything because I subscribe to Amazon Prime because I shop so much on Amazon. You're just automatically going to have it.
Yeah, which is kind of what Randy was saying, I think.
Right.
I would probably drop Disney Plus and just bring it back come Mandalorian time.
I would drop Amazon. If it stood alone without the shopping aspect, I would drop Amazon.
Right. Agreed.
You know?
Agreed.
Or if it was easier, I'm even going to say this, if it was easier to drop something and put it back on, I mean, it is pretty easy to begin with. I'd say Netflix, because even when Netflix puts out brand new stuff, I don't jump on it.
Yeah.
I let it simmer, I let it marinate, and I let other people watch it.
Where in this ranking does CBS All Access stand for you guys?
Huh.
Number 10.
Number not on the list.
How dare you?
All right, how about we get a comment of the week winner, you guys?
Okay.
Congrats to Chris Dunn.
Kristen.
On our Instagram post about the Snyder Cut coming to HBO Max, he wrote, "Watch the suck of Justice League." Now in an all new flavor. I don't know. That just made me laugh.
The suck.
Chris Dunn, congratulations, buddy. A $50 box lunch gift card is coming at you. Boxlunch.com. So much great stuff. So many different fandoms. If you haven't checked out boxlunch.com, you need that in your life. We do know that Nerdin' Out fandom loves Star Wars.
It's true.
Our Star Wars posts kick ass. And so just randomly, we put a Funko Pop of the child up on our Instagram.
Because why not?
Who gets it, Cameron?
The winner of the child Funko Pop goes to, and they have very little information on their Instagram profile, KKCOL23K. Hello.
Triple
we
K.
Out here. Thanks for listening, watching, subscribing. The
we
child
got you.
Is
we
coming at
got
you.
Got you. A child Funko Pop. So pay us to follow us on social media. Nerdin' Out LA on Facebook and Twitter. Nerdin' Out on Instagram. I'm going to put this out there for you fellas.
Okay.
Somebody tagged us in a tweet that they were very excited about me reviewing Starship Troopers.
I saw this.
When we were doing the reviews of movies we haven't seen, I watched Super Troopers. Not Starship Troopers. Next week, Ravy's review of Starship Troopers.
Yes! Is, is that on HBO Max?
I don't know where it is. I'll find it.
Kill them all,
Ravy. I think Cameron just
Randy,
finished on my
kill
couch.
Them all. Are you going to rewatch too?
I might. I was, you know
you
what?
You might. Come on.
And I only say I might because last week I basically watched the entire movie. I went through like all the Watch Mojo clips.
Okay.
That's not.
I just wanted to see if
on
it
YouTube.
Held up. Yeah, on YouTube.
Starship come on, Troopers.
Randy. Watch
my
this,
review.
Watch this for the movie, but then also for the practical effects. I want to see what you think about it.
Just watch.
Just watch it.
Just watch it.
That and review.
Enjoy.
And more is coming at you next week on Nerdin' Out.
Lots of great lines in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Are you about to refract?
I might too.
Been there, done that, right?
That was Nerdin' Out with Ravy. Remember to store this episode in a bag with an acid-free board and put your retainer in when you go sleep. Until next time.